Hey there. In Indian films, the primary chant of a hero or a villain in a fight sequence is, "Hey, I'm gonna break your bone." Yes, of course, it'll be said in different languages, but to be understandable, it's, "Hey, I'm gonna break your bone." Does anyone know that there's a difference between the number of bones in an adult and the number of bones in a newborn baby? Yes, babies do have 300 bones and adults have 206 bones. Now you'll be wondering, where did the other 94 bones go? Don't worry, the bone starts to fuse as you grow up. So, next time, if anyone is challenging you for a fight and they chant this statement that they are gonna break your bone, don't forget to ask this question so that he'll be thinking. Meanwhile, you can get time to run back towards your home and save your life. Imagine you have given a job of distinguishing between male and female just by looking at the skeletons. Yes, skeleton is nothing but a bony structure which doesn't have a flesh, face or skin, anything, just by seeing their bony part. Don't worry, it's very easy. A female's hip bone, that's called pelvic girdle, let's be simple. The female's hip bone is larger than the male's hip bone, and you know the reason for having the baby. Yes, during the baby getting delivered, the hip bone is moved apart and also be considered as a slight dislocation. And the cause of unbearable pain is just a slight dislocation. And fortunately, after the baby getting delivered, the dislocation comes to normal. Do you know, to know your foot size, you don't have to measure your foot. Yes, it's easier than that. You don't have to bend down. You just have to measure your forearm. Hope everyone knows what's forearm, the part between your elbow till your palm. Simple. Yes, there is no scientific relation between that, but it's true, the length of your foot and your forearm are the same for the 99% of the people. So next time when you go to buy a shoe in a highly branded showroom, never try to trial the shoes with your foot, and eventually you land in a situation where you have to pay for a brand new shoe which is already torn by you. In cinemas, you can see people stabbing on the chest of a bad guy, or the bad guy stabbing on the chest of a hero with a knife so easily, like they are trying to stab a water balloon for a TikTok video. In reality, it's harder than you think. Yes, your rib cage is so arranged that piercing it requires a very good precision. Even if you go and stab someone with a sharp knife randomly, you can't pierce his ribcage. It's arranged so good. So never imagine yourself as a hero and stab a bad guy. It won't work out. They'll kick your balls and throw you out. During a minor blood test, don't give your index finger for sacrificing your blood. Yes, it is the highly sensitive finger among all five. So next time, never use your index finger for digging, either digging a ground or digging someone's ass. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Medical Miracles. Don't forget to follow and share my podcast. Thank you.